میں یقیناً درخواست کرنا چاہتا ہوں ہمارے مہمان کو کہ جو اس وقت پاکستان میں ملیشیا کی نمائندگی کر رہے ہیں, یہاں کراچی میں موجود ہیں, ہز ایکسلنسی ہرمن ہردنتا بن احمد. میں آئی وڈ لائک ٹو ریکویسٹ یو ٹو پلیز کم اینڈ شیئر سم ویوز اباؤٹ دی فلسطین ایشو. اور جس طرح سے مہمانوں کا استقبال کیا جاتا ہے, ہمارے ملیشین بھائی کا بھی اسی طرح سے استقبال کیجیے گا, بھرپور تالیوں میں ان کو خوش آمدید کہیں گے.
Thank you. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Your Excellencies, distinguished guests, ladies and gentlemen, Assalamu alaikum and a very good afternoon. First and foremost, I would like to express my appreciation to the organizer for having me here. It is indeed a privilege to be here among all of you. The issue of Palestine has been going on for decades. A lot of resolutions, statements have been issued, and it still continues. Therefore, Malaysia have diversified, diversified its supports to Palestinian people to make sure that the people of Palestine will be taken care of in the case when they gain their independence, inshallah. To do this, I will explain Malaysia's bilateral relations as well as our support to the state of Palestine. Malaysia and the state of Palestine enjoy close and cordial bilateral relations. Malaysia remains fully committed to supporting the Palestinian cause and realizing the Palestinian people's aspirations for independent state of Palestine based on the pre-1967 borders with East Jerusalem as its capital. In 2021, Malaysia undertook a significant steps to enhance Malaysia-Palestine bilateral relations by concurrently accrediting the ambassador of Malaysia in Jordan to Palestine and appointing the first honorary consul in Ramallah. Subsequently, the Palestine Affairs Unit under the Embassy of Malaysia in Amman began its operation in mid-July 2022. At present, the office is managed by two career diplomats. The Palestine Liberation Organization, PLO, established its office in Malaysia in 1969. The office was later upgraded to a full embassy status in 1983, and Malaysia recognized the State of Palestine on 15 November 1988. And on 14 February 2011, our former Prime Minister, Tun Dr. Mahathir Mohamad, officially launched the foundation of the Palestinian Cultural Organization Malaysia, the affiliation of Hamas in Malaysia. The Board of Trustees include top leadership from political parties in Malaysia, and the PCOM has been the main focal liaison for NGOs in Malaysia to provide assistance to Gaza. On September 2022, former Prime Minister Ismail Sabri Yaakob, the ninth Prime Minister of Malaysia, paid a courtesy call on His Excellency Mahmoud Abbas, President of the State of Palestine, on the sidelines of 77th session of the United Nations General Assembly. The two leaders discussed and exchanged views on bilateral relations, economic cooperation, and the latest situation in Palestine. Both also witnessed the signing of four MOUs by the respective foreign ministries. The MOUs are the establishment of the Malaysia-Palestine Joint Committee Meeting, Health, Tourism, and Islamic Affairs Cooperation. Your Excellencies, distinguished guests, ladies and gentlemen. In terms of trade, from January to July 2022, Malaysia's total trade with Palestine increased by 30.8% to $1.7 million compared to $1.2 million for the corresponding period in 2021. Most of our major export to Palestine is palm oil and palm oil based agricultural products, and also rubber. Our central bank is negotiating a draft MOU with Financial Follow-up Unit of Palestine on the exchange of financial intelligence information relevant to money laundering, terrorism financing, and associated offenses. Security Commissions of Malaysia and the Capital Markets Authority of Palestine collaborate through international mechanisms. Security Commission share regulatory knowledge with the Palestine CMA about the Islamic capital market. This feeds its capacity building initiative and programs. Given the number of Malaysians visiting Jordan for Palestine, Malaysia have enhanced the cooperation between both countries in the field of tourism to enable seamless journeys to Al-Quds and other historical cities in Palestine in the future. The MOU on tourism cooperation have further facilitated the tourism activities between the two countries. As Malaysia and Palestine signed MOU on Islamic affairs, both sides of the Department of Religious of Malaysia and Ministry of Wakaf and Religious Affairs of Palestine are expected to focus on the sharing and exchanging best practices in managing Islamic affairs, including laws, Islamic heritage, and other Ummah beneficial cooperation. In education and higher education, Malaysia and Palestine have no formal MOUs on cooperation in education or higher education, but potential collaboration have focused on sciences, technology, engineering, and mathematics, information, communication technology, technical vocational education and training, innovation, online learning, and entrepreneurship between institutions. On higher education, Palestine is keen to establish an MOU. However, the Ministry of Higher Education Malaysia decided to hold the negotiation as Palestinian students are the most beneficiaries of the Malaysia International Scholarship so far. The number of Palestinian students enrolled in higher education institutions in Malaysia as of 31st May 2022 is 842 students. Your Excellencies, distinguished guests, ladies and gentlemen, as one of the country's key foreign policies, Malaysia continuously rendered support towards the Palestinian cause, either in terms of financial or in kind. It is channeled either bilaterally or at multilateral institutions such as the UN, the OIC, or through Malaysia's non-governmental organization, NGOs. And bilaterally, we supported the annual financial contribution for the Embassy of Palestine in Kuala Lumpur, the contribution of face masks and the rubber glove during the COVID-19, and also a contribution of five million ringgit, or around $1.2 million, to Palestine to rebuild Gaza's main COVID-19 testing laboratory, the Al Rimal Clinic. In addition, Malaysia has also offered various capacity building assistance through the Malaysian Technical Cooperation Program. 473 Palestinians have benefited from numerous courses and technical assistance programs offered under the MTCP, such as in Islamic banking and finance, health services, education, disaster management, halal administration and certification, diplomacy, public administration, and information technology. 41 Palestinian students received scholarships from MTCP to pursue their tertiary studies. 250 Palestinian pilots has received training from Malaysia Airlines Academy. And we have tailored the diplomatic program training for Palestinian diplomats.
Right.
In 1988, following the request from the public, Wisma Putra, or the Ministry of Foreign Affairs of Malaysia, have been mandated to manage a trust fund, and the fund is aimed at supporting the Palestinian people through projects handled by its partners, right, mostly Malaysian NGOs. For the year 2021, the funds approved for new projects USD 60,000 for the Palestinian Red Crescent Society, right, and USD 50,000 to Al-Aqsa Mosque Fund from the Ministry Administrative Trust Fund for Palestinian. It was channeled through Jordan's Ministry of Awqaf and Islamic Affairs.
Right.
Your Excellencies, distinguished guests, ladies and gentlemen, in supporting the Palestinian cause, in addition to ongoing support, contributions are also to be channeled through the Palestine Red Crescent Societies, Jordan Ministry of Awqaf, Islamic Affairs, the UN Relief Works Agency for Palestine Refugees in the Near East.
Right.
And Malaysia stands ready to work together with the government of Palestine to coordinate and facilitate all humanitarian assistance and missions by Malaysia, including Malaysia's NGO to the West Bank and Gaza.
Right.
Malaysia will also continue to provide political and moral support and humanitarian assistance to the Palestinian people bilaterally and through international organizations. Malaysia would not establish relations with Israel until there is a final peace process between Israel and Palestine.
Right.
In the end of Israeli occupation in Palestinian occupied territories and the establishment of an independent state of Palestine based on pre-1967 borders with East Jerusalem as its capital, Malaysia reaffirms its unwavering support and solidarity for the Palestinian and their cause for achieving freedom from the Israeli occupation, and there should not be any double standards in addressing the conflicts.
Thank you.
The systematic oppression of Palestinians over many years through discriminatory policies, denial of basic human rights, imposition of harsh living conditions, inhuman acts, as well as confiscation of their land and property are tantamount to the crime of apartheid and clearly inconsistent with the pursuit of peace and peaceful coexistence. The international community must not disregard the continuation of Israel's assaults and apartheid policies,
right,
policy against the fundamental rights, life, livelihood, and dignity of the Palestinian of all faith in their own land. In this regard, Malaysia calls on the international community to label Israel as an apartheid entity that needs to be boycotted. We believe holding the Palestinian elections will pave the way for national reconciliation, unity, peace, and prosperity for Palestine
and her
people. It will serve the best interests of the Palestinians, not only the West Bank and Gaza, but also its diaspora worldwide. Malaysia will continue to pursue actively the Palestinian agenda bilaterally,
right,
as well as work closely with the members of international community seeking peace and justice for the Palestinians to find a just, lasting, comprehensive, and peaceful settlement to the Israel-Palestine conflict.
Thank you, sir.
Malaysia is deeply concerned over the rise of deadly incidents in Palestine's occupied East Jerusalem, where lives have been lost and many others wounded. As a matter of principle, Malaysia always opposes any hostile acts targeting civilians and strongly condemns the killing of civilians.
Right.
The current violent tension in East Jerusalem is directly stemming from the prolonged Israeli illegal occupation and the occupiers' apartheid policies, desecration of Al-Aqsa, as well as continued aggressions and provocations against Palestinians. The occupation must end to avoid a vicious cycle of violence. Malaysia calls for utmost restraint and necessary steps to be taken to de-escalate the situation. The Israeli regime must also immediately halt further provocation and unilateral action in the interest of peace and security.
Right.
Lastly, I would like to reiterate that Malaysia stands firm by its long-held position that the Palestinians deserve their own independent state based on the pre-1967 borders with East Jerusalem as its capital. I hope that this will be the evidence of the support Malaysia have to the Palestine. With that, I would like to thank you again for the invitation to be here, and all the best to the organizer in your future endeavors. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Thank you, sir.